What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here now joined by Martin Perez from the city of San Luis, and he's going to be talking about a festival they have coming up. We're going to do that at Asado and Brew. Am I saying that right? Asado?
Yeah, Asado and Brew Festival.
Asado, awesome. Just like that. All right. Because this is a festival you've done before, but with a new name, right? That's what you're saying a little bit off air? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it used to be our Founders Day event for the city of San Luis, and last year we rebranded to Asado and Brew.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This year is our second year doing the event.
Second year as Asado and Brew.
As a rebranded.
Okay, as a new brand.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how was your long drive from San Luis?
It was pretty nice with music. It passes by.
It's really not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to go to San Luis to go meet with Abraham from Rolls and Bowls, and I dread it. I dread having to drive that far away. And
oh, okay. But, well, my husband works in San Luis as a firefighter,
so he does it all the time.
He does it like, but you know, we live only like 15 minutes away. We're like on Avenue D.
You just take that down.
Exactly.
Over there.
So we're like, it's not bad, but yeah, I get it. It's kind of far.
But if I hit it right here, they got that road that goes right over there to San Luis. Is that what you took?
Yeah, Arabi Road.
So you go right off of Arabi and then you get right here. So are you originally from San Luis? Or?
Yeah, I grew up here. I'm originally from San Luis. I was living in Phoenix for a few years. I went to go study at ASU. I got my marketing degree and worked there for a couple years.
Mm,
and then I moved to New York for actually 2 years.
Wow. Oh, wow, Martin.
Tell me about New York.
You just got fancy right there. You went to
He's
New
all
York.
San Luis to Phoenix to New York.
I went to study abroad in New York.
No, it was, so at the time I had like, I always kind of like worked in social media.
Okay.
And at the time I was working with the influencers. So I had the liberty of like living like basically anywhere I wanted.
Wow.
As an influencer or with an influencer?
No, with an influencer.
So you're like marketing for them?
Yeah, I was doing marketing. So they have their own beauty brand, and I did like the branding for, not the branding, but like sort of like the community management for them.
Community man. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what does that look like? Tell us more about that. That's pretty interesting.
Can you tell us?
So that's sort of like where I started going into like events. We did like community events for product launches. We also did like email marketing, social media management.
And you were part of what on the team? Like, did you kind of orchestrate it all, or like, did you have one specific avenue that you were really?
So we all kind of like took on different hats and roles just because it was a group of five. So in reality, when it's such a small team and we have such big ideas, we have
to each
take on like different hats.
Sure. Absolutely. Sure. That's one of the things, like you can have a big idea, but then that takes big work.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. That takes a lot. So is that something you always liked as a youngster? Like when you were young, did you kind of know you wanted to get into marketing or what?
So not really.
No.
Yeah. So in the beginning, I always liked math and like art and construction.
Okay, art. Okay.
Yeah. So I always thought like engineering would be my thing.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Just because of like the design and mathematics.
Yeah.
And
okay. That kind of does go together. Yeah.
All of that like sort of involved. So I started getting into it in college. That was my initial major. And then that's when I started going to like festivals and just like bigger events.
Yeah.
And
So you're in college at this point, and then you start to party at a college. Think, go out.
That's
Does that happen? Is that what you go to college for?
No, you just go there to study only.
You just go to learn, right? But no, so you go and you started going to festivals. Like what festivals? This is cool.
So at 18, I went to EDC. EDC was my first big festival.
So we had one of the guys that helps put that on here. We've interviewed him. Stevie Dub. They do all the rides over there.
Awesome.
They do all the rides at EDC.
Okay.
But anyway, he'll be there. If you go again, he'll be there.
But yeah, I sort of like got the sense of like the community and like how just events brings everyone together. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I also was like, do I really want to be an engineer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of like, I started looking more into like the marketing side of business. Mm-hmm. It's like a creative side. It's the fun side of
business. And you said you're at ASU at this point. Is that what you said?
Yeah, ASU. Yeah,
you're at ASU. You're out. You're partying. You went to EDC. You dressed up all crazy like they
called
do at
mom,
EDC.
Said, I'm changing my major.
Yeah, and then, mom's like, you're like, hey, mom, I got something to tell you.
I party and I'm marketing now.
Yeah, this is what I do for
She's
a living.
Like, come home, honey.
Yeah. So you did. You said you found like community, a little bit of the artistic side, right? Because everybody definitely dresses up at EDC, right? There's a whole artistic vibe to that. Mm-hmm. And you started to get in that. And then did you switch at ASU? And you said, okay, now I want to study marketing.
Yeah, so I switched that my second year because usually the first 2 years are like your associates, so it's like generals and all that. Mm-hmm. So at my second year, I knew I had like a deadline of do I want to switch or do I want to stay?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's where like I sort of like took the decision to like switch before it became too late, and I was on a scholarship for 4 years.
Oh.
I had to finish.
Yeah, you had to.
I had to finish school in those 4 years. That's sort of how I got into
So you switched into the marketing. How was that?
I loved it, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. it was very, especially because I feel like my generation sort of, like, marketing kind of changed.
Big time.
Yeah, like, now it's
like
really
like
changed.
Online, social media?
Yeah, like, before it used to be a lot of, like, print and, like, going out and, like, in real
in
life
person.
People.
Like, getting get a guerrilla team out there and just go out there and do the... go out there and knock on doors and stuff like that. And then it totally changed where you could be like what you said, an influencer, and just have your phone in front of you and like have this beauty product that you put on or whatever and then reached millions of people. So you watched that change and you liked it.
Yeah. It was very interesting because it was like, so we're sort of like pioneers in this new era of marketing. So it was very exciting. Mm-hmm. You kind of like got a sense of like you can make a difference sort of. It was pretty cool.
So and they taught you that at ASU? They like taught you how to implement these things? What are some of the things you learned while you were there?
Yeah, like a lot of the books that I had to buy were like new edition because they were like updated. Mm-hmm. And it talked a lot about like using social media as a tool.
Yeah.
Not just as a tool of communication, but like it's a big
big it's a
budget.
Big stage,
yeah,
man.
It's a big budget in like your whole marketing budget.
Mm. So then you went to New York?
Yeah.
After that. Graduated, went to New York.
No, graduated. I worked in Phoenix for a few years.
Uh-huh. Yeah. In marketing or?
In marketing. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. So it kind of sucked actually because I graduated when it was like during COVID.
COVID,
so
great.
Yeah. So I didn't have like a graduation or anything.
Oh.
And at the time I was working for Cricket Wireless for doing like grand opening events and stuff. But it was COVID, so like
nobody came.
No one was doing grand openings. So eventually I got like laid off. Mm-hmm. And then that's how I found this online job.
Okay.
Through like LinkedIn or something. Oh. And I stayed there for like 3 years with them. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I came back to San Luis for
So the 3 years was in New York or
2 years in
New York? Two years. Okay.
Yeah.
So you did that. So you said 3 years on some company.
So
online.
Yeah, I was doing 3 years. I was 1 year in Phoenix doing the online thing and then moved over.
Oh, but it was still like an online thing or
it was always work from home kind of thing.
Oh, okay. So what would you go to New York for if you could work from home? You just wanted home to be New York?
You want to be change of scenery?
Because I always knew like the experience
gotcha.
Was
okay.
over
no,
there.
No, I mean New York sounds crazy. It sounds fun. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I did. I met a lot of like interesting people, and that's what I really wanted to go for, like to network and meet creatives and people I can collaborate with.
Absolutely.
Eventually.
Are the rats real? Are there really rats everywhere?
Yes, but not all the time.
Okay.
It's usually like at night when it's garbage day.
Oh, okay, that makes
sense. So garbage day, it's like, there they are, our friends.
Well, that's their dinner. They're like, thank you.
Yeah, it's sort of like, there's another one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd be like, you should probably get like desensitized to it after a while.
Yeah.
So I mean, go ahead.
Honestly, it wasn't like a lot. Like,
yeah, like they make it out to be in the movies.
But they're supposed to be bigger over there,
like
or something,
huge,
right?
Are they?
They
like
are
the size
big.
Of cats.
They're big.
They are big.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. So that's true. Okay.
Now we freaked Ronnie out. So we're gonna take a break right now. She's all afraid of rats. They're not gonna show up here, Ronnie. We're fine. We're fine. We're gonna
crossed.
Take a quick break, and we're gonna find out how we ended up back here and now working for the city of San Luis. We're gonna do that after a quick break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
Hear the rhythm. Feel the beat. Let your curiosity run away on the Latin Alternative. Hi, I'm Josh Norick. Every episode of the Latin Alternative takes you on a thrilling rendezvous of sonic and exotic landscapes in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, electronic, and tropical music. Join me and my co-host, Ernesto Lechner, on the Latin Alternative.
Monday evening at 7 on KOFA Border Radio 94.7 FM.
Today's day sponsor is Border Radio, celebrating Public Radio Music Day, a nationwide celebration of the stations that bring music discovery to life. From Yuma to listeners online and on the COFA app, Border Radio highlights music curated by real people, not algorithms. Keep live, local, essential radio thriving at brmd.borderradioaz.org.
The weather forecast in Yuma calls for a sunny, breezy day with a high of 93 degrees. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour could gust up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low of 64. In Kingman, it's sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low of 53. In Prescott, it's sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Calm winds and clear tonight with a low of 41. In Flagstaff, it's sunny and breezy with a high near 65. Clear tonight with a low of 28.
Hi, it's Daryl Brogdon here with the Underground Martini Bunker, home of the Retro Cocktail Hour. I hope you'll join us every week for classic tiki tunes, TV crime, jazz, swinging soundtracks, and more. You're the designated driver on the highway of cool at the Retro Cocktail Hour.
Saturday evening from 7 to 9 on Border Radio KOFA.
The Yuma Art Center hosts the 25th annual Tribute of the Muses on Friday, November 14th. Each year, this beloved celebration honors those whose creativity enriches our community. The red carpet and award ceremony are open to the public with a ticketed reception supporting local arts and culture. Learn more at yumaartcenter.com.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up, Yuma Radio. We are here talking to Martin Perez. He is working for the city of San Luis, and they have an event coming up. And we left. He was in New York enjoying himself. He was there for 2 years. But you ended up coming back. Did you miss mom? And you're like, all right, I'm going to come back, mom. And but I got to be back with you. Get some of those tacos and the great food that we know mom makes. And but you end up back here, and you came back. Was this job waiting for you here, or?
Not exactly. I was kind of like freaking out because, yeah, at the beginning I was like, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
But then I found like this posting, I applied for it and then interviewed and everything, and I eventually got it.
So was it a marketing position? What was the position originally when you saw it online or wherever?
It's for a recreation specialist. I'm still a recreation specialist.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a rec specialist.
Yes.
But you're on here doing marketing, right? Because you're talking about this event. So that's kind of what, yeah?
It's all in one. It's all inclusive.
So as I like to, how do you say
Did you volunteer to do this or?
Sort of.
Yeah,
sort of.
You emailed me, right?
Yeah.
Or you emailed us. I just do all the emails, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, you did great. You reached out. Now look.
So because I have, like, this, like, marketing background, in my jobs, I always sort of, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Just follow your dreams.
Yeah, and that's sort of, like, how I've gotten the experience that I have.
Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, you kind of just kind of go for it.
Yeah. And it's been helping me. So that's sort of how I started as a recreation specialist, and then my coordinator found out I like do graphic design. So I started doing like maps for the event for them. And then...
Wow, that's so cool. Just started off doing maps. Yeah. That's really
this
cool.
This is where you park. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And then they... I did like a whole like business management thing with Airtable. And so they knew I was tech savvy. So I started helping them a little bit more into like tech and stuff like that. And that's sort of like how I got
into what you
into,
do.
Okay.
So they saw that you were tech savvy. Like you said, you use something called Airtable. I don't even know what is Airtable. Yeah. I've heard it before, but I don't know what it is.
So it's like a... project management system.
Oh, okay.
It's like Asana.
So
gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Something like that.
Asana,
like
Trello, all that.
They saw that you had this, and so you kind of worked your way in on something.
Yeah.
You're a go-getter.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I've always been. Maybe it's my ADHD, but I've always been sort of like proactive.
Yeah.
I like
stuff.
It. And you gotta like just get over the fear.
Yeah.
Like just try it.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen? That's what my mom tells me. What's the worst that's gonna happen? They're gonna say no, and then your life's the same. That's so true.
She's like, and then your life's the same, Ronnie.
she loves me.
Disappointment. No, she does it. She loves. She watches
the
show
all the
time.
She's our number one fan. Like,
yeah, she's watching right now. So
hi, Mom.
Yeah,
hi.
She's very proud of Ronnie.
She said hi.
Yeah. What other did you take on more roles and stuff? Do you like? Did you really kind of help plan or market this too, or like work with that team?
There's like a whole team. The main ones that are planning the whole event is our director and assistant director, Claudia and Angelica, and I've sort of like been helping them with this. So they know I'm interested in marketing and all that. So
they're gonna know even more now after watching all this.
They're gonna swoop you
they
up.
They were like,
man.
What? We didn't know all of this. Come on, you should have told us everything.
He's
but
so
now,
secretive.
Yeah, they're definitely. When you get back to the office, they're gonna give you all this stuff you have to do now for marketing.
You should have never said anything.
Yeah, you're like, all right.
Did
you
do this flyer?
No, we have a whole communications team.
Okay.
So
okay.
Even though I know like graphic design,
they still do it.
So tell me how much work goes into planning something like this.
A lot.
Really? Like all the moving pieces.
Yeah, it's like a lot. Like just a lot of paperwork, a lot of like
scheduling,
talking to people, just back and forth communication.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's honestly it is a lot, but at the end of the day, like when the event happens, you like feel all this like gratitude.
Yeah you like, see like the fruits of your labor.
Yeah, and you see everyone enjoying themselves. Yeah. It's like a good time.
So you're gonna have Prison Hill there.
Yeah.
This year, which is awesome.
And they're a big contributor here at the station.
Yeah.
We love them absolutely.
That's really cool.
So real quick, so were you there for the first one?
I was not.
You were not? No. Okay. So this is going to be your first one.
Yeah. So I've been to the Founders Day event.
The Founders? Okay.
Yeah, but I was in there for last year.
For last year. Okay. Yeah. And what is the Founders Day event? Just to tell us that. What is that all about?
So for Founders Day event, we typically have live music, vendors, and just like a fun little event. But with this whole rebranded, we implemented like barbecue contestants.
Who has the best barbecue?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we have contests for best asado, best side dish, best stand, and best salsa. And then besides the contest, we'll have like different vendors. This year, as I mentioned, we're going to add the breweries. And then we're also going to add Lucha Libre.
I saw that.
Yeah. And a car show as well. And it's it's for all the ages. We're going to have a kids area. Like there's entertainment for all ages.
And so that's different than the original Founders Day event. So this is like the Founders Day event on steroids. So like you just go
like
all
now we
out.
Have
this
wrestlers.
Is yeah, you got different. Yeah, and I think Archer's on the going to be wrestling. So the Founders Day event. So is that like the birthday of San Luis, or is that what is that like celebrating the people that founded San Luis?
It's a celebration of when the city of San Luis was founded.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Cool. All right.
So when it was born.
Yeah, when it was born. Absolutely.
Birthday. Yeah, the birthday.
So
happy birthday.
And so now it's morphed into this. It definitely takes a lot to. I'm looking at the flyer, the poster right now. A lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of people.
A lot of people. A lot going on. A lot of it, like there's entertainment, the car shows, and
I love it.
So you're pretty excited for it.
I'm super excited. Like, my first big event was with the city of San Luis. Mm-hmm. It was the 4th of July, and that's our biggest event.
Mm-hmm. I've actually performed at that event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I performed there 1 year. I used to be a rapper, and I performed there. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was real fun. It, like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm on a stage, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, a lot of people come out to this.
It was a lot.
It was kind of overwhelming.
But. A lot of people come. And not just from Yuma County, but like from outside also. Mm-hmm. We had people calling in from Phoenix, from California.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. And it's going to get bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah, each year is getting bigger. And that's sort of our plan with Asalo.
Okay.
We want it to get bigger and bigger each year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So wait, anything you're thinking about next year, like to top this one? Is there any like, are you going to wait for this one to happen and then you're like,
he's
okay.
Like, Johnny, please let me get through this year.
Yeah, we're trying to get through this year.
Yeah, just get through this one. Yeah.
And then you can like improve. You can see what works. You can see what doesn't work.
Exactly.
That's what I love about it. You can just keep going. So do you have any advice for people if this is their first year? Like what time to get there? Any parking spots that are the best?
Just try to get there as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Parking space is limited. Mm-hmm. You guys can bring in like lawn chairs for you to like sit down and chill while you're like watching the show or just drinking a beer, eating some tacos.
Okay.
Just no coolers or like outside food or drinks.
Yeah.
It is a free event, but just, no coolers.
Okay.
Yeah. So this event, the second year, this one's bigger than the last year, it seems, right?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty excited about it. You're going to definitely have to come back. Let us know how it goes. And then future events, what do you guys have planned?
For the future, we have the Christmas parade.
Okay.
That's coming up. And then I believe that's it for this year, for this upcoming year. If you're interested in going to the parade and like performing, you guys can sign up also.
Cool. We'll do a duet. Me and Ronnie will sing over there. Do Christmas carols.
Do live art performance.
What's your favorite Christmas carol, Ronnie?
And we'll go over there and do holidays.
Oh,
I don't have
goodness.
One.
Oh, my goodness. Bah humbug from her over here. But Halloween is a good holiday, right?
That's on Friday. Yeah, it's
Friday.
Fun. I'm excited for that one.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. You did a great job. You said this is your first time.
Yeah, it's my first
time. He's like, I've never done radio. You did great.
Yeah. You did great, man. Absolutely outstanding.
Much.
All right. Thank you again. I appreciate it. Best of luck at your event.
Have
We're going to have to go check it out.
Yeah.
I love the car shows, so that's my jazz.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.